I can't deny that I'd laugh up my sleeve at descriptions of the facilities enjoyed by modern festival goers. A VIP area that's available to those who are prepared to pay extra, including VIP toilets, all sorts of food stalls, pies containing actual meat, and proper curries and Chinese and vegetarian stalls who sell peanut butter you could Artex a ceiling with. You'd certainly be ill-advised to introduce it into your digestive system. I suppose you might compress it into missiles to chuck at a deserving artiste. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, perhaps, or whoever's being James Blunt this year. I hear tell of jugglers and clowns and all sorts of different stages and tents, all in the name of entertainment. Well, not in my day. If some addle-headed promoter had seen fit to try pitching a comedy tent at Reading Festival in its darkest days, well, the likely outcome would have been 1,000 people gaining swift possession of tattered canvas flags, which would soon be daubed with encouraging slogans like John Peel's A See You Next Tuesday. And the festival site would be bordered by poles bearing the bloodied heads of comedians and funny people and Marcus Brigstock. Because let me tell you, concert going in those days was no laughing matter. To take you indoors for a moment, I went to see Camel performing their epic take on the Snow Goose at Reading Town Hall on a bitter January night. A night when the janitor clearly thought that having any form of heating on might release the stink of 1,000 hippies into his auditorium, and that wasn't a risk he was prepared to take. It's not as if I cared much for Camel and their rather dreary Snow Goose. More that, well, I was keen on Maria, you see, and she was keen on Camel, and I thought that by showing an interest... Deluded teenage boys, eh? Far too cold for any of that nonsense. Often going to a concert involved the seeking out of small comforts, a heater at Reading bus station. We also tried to get warm by huddling around a cigarette lighter. Or a dry patch of grass at a festival. An ice cream van that sold something other than disgusting players' number 10 fags. Scoring some food that was free of botulism. Not getting beaten up at a Milton Keynes mud bath come blood bath. Or perhaps a comfortable seat somewhere. Now, I referred to a Thin Lizzy concert at a small venue a couple of weeks ago. We stood close to the stage, and to one side, just behind a row of cables and some gear, there was a single wooden chair. One of our group, Matt, stepped over this obstruction, and while giving a cheery wave in our direction, sat down and made himself comfortable. And I have to say, the smug look on his face remained in place right up until the moment one of Lizzie's road crew appeared and inquired politely as to what the he thought he was doing. I wonder if Matt ever managed to extricate himself from his head-first position in the bass bin. So, at indoor events, you can't smoke or drink now, and if you don't choose your seat carefully at a large venue, you might well end up with vertigo and everything smells of chips. But outdoors, it's all fun and luxury all the way, I hear. All farmers' markets and street fair with added Kasabian. Well, it's not all good. Whereas back then, we festival goers were corralled into an enclosure and pretty much left to our own devices. I'll leave the penultimate word to Woodstock MC Wavy Gravy.
We must be in heaven, man!
Oh, shut up. Those are not the sentiments of the bloke 1,000 rows back who's got someone sitting on his feet.